Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach, and your podcast host. So a couple months ago, I just happened to mention, if there's anybody out there that's listening that has specific questions, something that we haven't talked about much, something you want to learn a little bit more about, send in the questions. Holy cow, right? So I got a bunch of them. Thank you for that. Keep them coming. Let's be honest, coming up with topics isn't always the easiest thing. So any help we can get from you guys is great. And with several versions of kind of the same thing that we're going to talk about today, which is really the elephant in the room in franchising, and that is money. How much does it take? How can we get it? When do we get it? All of the different factors with that. So we're going to go into that in great detail today. This can be the scary part. It was just Halloween a couple of days ago. We're officially in November, which means I had to bust out my hoodie today. It's a little chilly in Arizona this morning. So, and I want to get a shameless attempt at sponsorship. If you guys have ever liked the athleisure stuff, Vuori, I think that's how you say it, V-U-O-R-I, is the best freaking stuff on the planet. Wearing that today, and it's awesome. Check it out. And if we can somehow get them to know that I just said that, that'd be awesome as well. Maybe I get some free stuff. So I want to talk about the funding and the financials and all of that. So first, again, let me make sure everybody knows, if this is the first time tuning in, where the heck have you been? Who are we? So Fran Coach, we are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, and that spans nearly 70 different industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is to educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So that's us. Let's talk a little bit about how we can make this work. Because I think for most everybody, there is the unknown of franchising and like, buddy, awesome to have my own business. I've always wanted that, all the different reasons why, especially when we look at the control of my lifestyle, time, level of success, money, wealth, equity, all of the above, right? But what's it going to take? So I want to review kind of first some of the different funding options. And there's usually four or five different potential ways to make this happen. In many cases, just at the most basic level, I like to equate this to buying a house. So when you go to buy a house, in most cases, unless you were total baller-esque and you're just gonna like, here, let me stroke you a check for $750,000 and give me the keys. The rest of us, we're gonna put a down payment on the house. We're gonna get a loan to pay the mortgage, right? So whatever that down payment is, maybe it's 20%. We just kind of have that understanding. We need that. Then we get the house. We've got the loan to pay the rest. Probably the most common, or certainly one of the two most common methods of franchise funding is going to be a loan through the SBA, the Small Business Administration. Now for us, part of our process with clients, obviously we're matching them with the best franchise for what they are looking for, but we're also partnered with funding groups that all they do are franchise funding. So really all but one of the ones we're going to talk about today, we're going to help point you in the right direction and get you to people that this is all they do, right? So with the SBA, there are a couple different tiers. And if you are looking to own, think of it kind of like retail, non-retail in most cases. But there is going to be a lot of similarities to buying a house, right? So you're going to need cash up front for this, without question. You're going to need, in many cases with the SBA, again, just like buying a house, 20 to 30% of the loan amount is required is what they're going to call a cash injection into the business, your down payment. There can be at times up to another 20% of the loan value in what they're going to refer to as post-closing liquidity. So it's a fancy term for, do you have money in the bank to pay us back, right? As the bank, right? Do you have money to pay us back while the business is getting ramped up? Because let's be honest, all they really care about is that you're going to pay them back, right? So the SBA, there is going to be a good chunk of cash, even on what's commonly referred to as an express loan, which is for up to $150,000. That's going to be all of your non-retail, your service-based type of things. $150,000 loan, again, think 20 to 30%. You're going to be in somewhere in that $30,000, $40,000 range. Cash up front, have a little bit in your pocket once you have the loan for that post-closing liquidity. Credit score, the ballpark of 700, sometimes a little bit less. The 700 is a clean number. There's always some debt ratio and things like that that are going to be mixed in there. You don't always have to own a home for this, what's called a 7A loan, which is like 250 and above. In most cases, that is there. Interest rate is variable. Guess what, folks? It's higher now. It's 2% over prime. But again, variable means it's going to come back down at some point as well. There are always kind of loan origination fees, again, just like buying a house, right? So can you do that? In many cases, yes. It's the most common and most similar to what we're used to in buying a house. A couple of things that are different with this, so people understand the timeline. Like last week, we talked about what happens after signing the franchise agreement and how long it takes to get open. Part of an SBA loan is tied to the getting open. So you don't get the loan to pay the franchise fee, right? Again, you don't get the loan for the house to pay the deposit. You've got to come with the down payment. You've got to have that, right? So same thing with an SBA loan. You have to have the franchise agreement signed, which means you have to have the franchise fee paid, typically in full. Sometimes we can get away with a little bit of a deposit with that. But you have to have that signed, right? You have to have any level of training with the franchise done before getting the loan. If there is a lease, that has to be signed before you get the loan. And if it's a franchise, it requires any sort of license. Sometimes things in the home service, anything medical, things of that nature, that typically has to be acquired as well, right? So you've got to have, again, that the cash for the franchise fee, or at least the deposit, and then you've got to have a little cash in your pocket to be able to get some of these things done. If it's non-retail, and especially if you don't actually need an office, there's not much else you need. You've got to have a little bit to set up your business entities, maybe get started with some of the training type of things, but really doesn't take a lot. If it is something that has retail space, getting that SBA loan in full, it can take a while. You've got several things to kind of get checked off, right? And the full approval for that loan is time consuming. It can take a couple months at times to get this. So definitely some hurdles, probably the most complex loan for all the different things that go with it, but still a really common thing. Just know you got to be coming to the table with some cash, usually 20 to 30% of what you're going to need for the loan at a minimum. Okay. That's SBA. Hey everyone. I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market.
Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more.
One of the more common things that people don't know you can do is what's called a ROBS, which is a rollover for business startup. So this is going to allow somebody to use their own money that's in a retirement, a 401k, some IRAs. You can actually take that money, is essentially reallocating it. We know that when we withdraw the money out of those things, we get hit with penalties and we get hit with the taxes for how much that, just added to our taxable income for the year, right? When we use the ROBS, none of those things happen. It's essentially taking it from your existing account. Our partners are going to help you set up a new, basically 401k account. And then you're allowed to use any and all of that money for your business startup, not taxed, not penalized, right? So it is essentially using your own money to invest in the business. So looking at the SBA and the ROBS, some people are all about, hey, I've got the cash component for the SBA. I want to use somebody else's money to start my business. Awesome. Others are going to look at the ROBS and go and have the kind of the same thing. I'm like, that's my money. I'm going to trust myself investing in a new business for myself more than I am where it is in the market. Okay. Other people, it's like you're trying to like take their firstborn child using their retirement. Oh my gosh, you couldn't possibly touch my retirement. We don't care which one you do, but these are the options. They are very strong for certain people, right? With the ROBS, credit score doesn't matter. You can have the lowest credit score ever. You can still get this. Doesn't require any cash up front. Not a lot of hurdles to jump through. The groups we're going to get you set up with, they're going to set all of this up for you, right? From that standpoint. So it doesn't take that, usually takes about 30 days and that cash is in your hands, essentially ready to use. Obviously there's some fees for setting up and doing all the transfers, but pretty minimal. And again, that's really kind of the only cash out of pocket, so to speak, usually $4,000 or $5,000 to get all of that set up and transferred. Okay. Pretty good thing for people. Typically, this is kind of me talking. Our partners might have a little different view. $75,000 to $100,000 you're going to want at a minimum in a retirement account for that. Does typically have to be, if you're currently working, especially if you're keeping your job, usually it cannot work if that 401k is with your current employer. So it has to be something outside of that. That's not 100%, but most of the time, right? So those are probably the two most common things. But two other things I always want people to think about. One is really kind of on you. If you have equity in your home, being able to tap into that can be a really strong option for people to be able to use, right? Either in addition to one of the other things, maybe that's the cash component of this. Or we've had people that have funded the whole thing based on the equity that they have in their home, right? So yes, the interest rates as of first part of November of 2022 have gone up a little bit, but the equity in most everybody's house over the last couple of years has skyrocketed. So there really can be a good option for folks. Then the last one is opposite of the SBA. We have some funding options and some partners that will do non-SBA kind of unsecured term loans and business lines of credit. So this could not possibly be more opposite than the SBA. So does it require any cash out of pocket? No cash injection, no post-closing liquidity, no cash. Credit score is still the same, like pretty strong 700 with low debt ratios and those type of things. You don't have to own a home with this. And it's going to fund typically in about 2 weeks. So it is super fast to get this. Does it require one thing with the SBA every now and then? We've had a handful of these things happen lately. If you've got family members that are going to maybe assist with some of the funding, not necessarily a full partnership, but they're going to assist with that. There's a lot of stipulations on if any cash is coming into you for that, or if the family member wants to be on the loan, they also have to be on the franchise agreement. So Sometimes that's fine. Sometimes that's not so much, right? When we look at the unsecured loans, when we look at the lines of credit, none of that matters, right? This is essentially, they are basically loaning you free money for no cash down. Nothing's collateralized, and you're going to get the money quickly. And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with where you are, signing a franchise agreement, training, lease, all of those things, right? What's the catch? Fees are higher for the loan than the SBA loan. The origination fees are higher for this. Typically, you just pull it out of whatever that loan amount is. So it kind of almost doesn't hurt as much because you didn't just cut a check for that. Interest rates are a little bit higher on the term loan, although that gap has lessened here the last couple months as the prime rate has gone up. But the rates are a little bit higher on the term loans. The lines of credit, and people can do both or either or. Lines of credit, oftentimes the interest rate is lower at the beginning, kind of that entry rate. I always equate it to a credit card that's like, hey, you got zero interest for 12 months. Something similar to that. And then a couple positives with, again, you still have the same fee being a little bit higher than the SBA. But then the other piece of this with the line of credit, two things. Is one, you're only repaying, if you get a line of credit of 100,000, but you only use 20, well, you're only paying back the 20,000. If you get a $100,000 loan, that's all plopped right into your account. You're paying back on the 100 grand. So it can lessen the payments. You're only paying off what you needed to tap into, number one. And number two is the line of credit stays open forever. So even when it gets back to a zero balance, it stays open. That's that fee you paid for it is basically amortized over infinity, right? So you can, that at any point is within your business, you want to grow. You want, maybe we need another staff member. We need another vehicle. We want to add another location. That line of credit can be excellent to be able to tap right back into, right? So it's quick. It's there. It's always there for you, right? So you've got those things all kind of coming back into play with this, right? So the biggest thing I would tell people is, honestly, if it's not retirement or not equity, check your credit score. See where you are with that. Again, 700 is kind of your base. If you're close, even our funding partners can take a look and let you know, hey, we need, you know, again, like buying a house, if they don't approve you, they're going to tell you what the gap is. Need more cash, credit needs to go up, debt ratio needs to go down, whatever it might be. You're going to know to be able to work through that. And oftentimes, our entire process from first call to signing a franchise agreement is 3 months, sometimes a little bit longer. So usually we can get, if it's close, we can get those things worked out while we are working through this, right? So that's the concept. So it's in most cases, starting a franchise is significantly more attainable than most people realize. It's not all like $1 million stuff, right? Yes, there are things out there like that, but the vast majority of the people are doing things that total investment are 200 or less. So it is actually easier than buying a cute little starter home in, you know, middle of nowhere, Kansas, right? So keep that in mind. It is significantly easier. It is more attainable. And we're going to help guide you on this. So I just wanted to take a moment. A bunch of people had asked this, and it comes up honestly all the time with folks. It's like, hey, this, I'd really love to do this, but can I do it financially? The answer is, in most cases, you're significantly closer than you really think. Would love to be able to help you with that. So hopefully that is helpful for you guys a little bit with this. If there are any questions on that, anything you want us to talk about, again, find us online, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Send us a message. Again, you got a topic, fire it at us. If you're ready to talk and learn a little bit more, again, there's no fee for our service, guys. Just hop on that quick call. Let's chat, figure out where you are, walk you through more of our process, and figure out if this is worth continuing on. So, and then I want to let everybody know, I've got a couple of super cool things coming this month with both franchise partners and a couple of our franchise clients. We're getting close to Thanksgiving, going to do something a little wild and crazy for that. And so stay tuned for that. And again, we're here. Thank you so much for tuning in as always. And again, if you made it through this far, you're thinking about it, reach out to us, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net, and help us create your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.